You're on BBC Newcastle, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
All good here. Fascinating and delighted to have you on the show. So tell us about Support for Short.
Supportfortheshort.org is a website that I put up back in 2006. It's a website that really highlights the prejudice of heightism. And heightism is discrimination based on height, almost always directed at people who are shorter than average. I would say people who are shorter than average are on the receiving end of this at least 95%+ of the time. And I was listening very carefully to the earlier part of your broadcast. I think you'll find that people who are short, especially men, will have their competency questioned, their credibility questioned, their intelligence questioned. You're always viewed as being younger than you are. You're viewed as being less authoritarian. You can be very subtly discriminated against, or you can be very overtly discriminated against. And people have no compunction whatsoever in insulting you, berating you, disparaging you, you know, on a personal level. I've been the victim of this many, many times in my life. I could certainly write a book on all the times that I've been discriminated against based on my height.
How does it feel? Just give us a couple of examples.
A couple of examples. I usually don't like to go into personal issues, but let me see if I can think of something. I can tell you this. Authoritarians are usually the most heightist. When I say authoritarians, I'm talking about people usually who wear uniforms, military, police, professional athletes. Larger people tend to look down on you a little bit more, usually figuratively and literally. You, as a short-statured person, if you're a guy, let's say, you'll be looked at as less masculine, always less masculine, less attractive to women. You'll have more difficulty getting the job that you want. You'll have more difficulty once you get a job to advance in the workplace. Very often you'll be paid less money than the taller guy for doing the same work. You're shut out of professional sports. Of course, people will say that's logistics, you know, professional sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey.
But what do you expect? You don't expect a little league for little people, do you, Joe? I mean, that's just how it is.
There might be other sports, or
certain positions in certain sports. I think of the hooker role in rugby is a good example where they'd use someone perhaps smaller.
Well, you know, there are weight divisions in boxing. Mm. You have flyweight all the way up to heavyweight. And who are the people that make the most money? The heavyweights. Who are the people that get the most publicity? The heavyweights, the tall guys, the big guys. This is what we see everywhere. When you see a small athlete depicted in the media or in the news, they almost always call attention to his height. He's almost always little Ron or little Joe or little somebody. They always try to differentiate you on the basis of your height. It's a way that they use to say that, hey, this little guy is not one of us. You know, he may be exceptional. If he is exceptional, then, you know, by all means, you know, he might have a certain degree of success. But the standards placed on the short-statured person are much, much higher than the standards placed on other people. And this is just another part of the whole nexus of heightism.
Joe, we've got to leave it there. Fascinating to speak to you, and thanks for coming on.